And the Redskins beat the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving, leaving the Skins with a 5-6 record and a tie for second place in the NFC East. They have a couple of days to savor this win because Coach Shanahan has given them the rest of the holiday weekend off. They'll get back to work Monday. Joining us live to talk about the game, David Elfin, longtime Redskins beat reporter and author of the book, The Washington Redskins, The Complete Illustrated History. Hey, David.
Hey, Veronica. Belated happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, same to you. Now, what about RG3 in this game? Not too shabby, huh?
The kid's pretty special. Now, I know numbers are hard to hear on the radio, but I'm going to go slowly on this, okay? The biggest games of the season for Robert Griffin, the three division games against Dallas, Philadelphia, and New York, and the opening game of his career against New Orleans in his parents' adopted hometown, and of course Dallas is his native state. The kid's quarterback rating, which is a complicated formula, is 142.6. He has 12 touchdowns in those games, two interceptions, and the Redskins are 3-1 and really should have won the New York game and be 4-0. In all his other games, Griffin is 2-5 with an 86 quarterback rating, four touchdowns and two interceptions. The point being, like Michael Jordan, like Reggie Jackson, like Joe Montana, this kid rises to the occasion when it matters the most. It's unbelievable he's doing this as a rookie.
Yeah, nice company to be in, too. We keep seeing why hiring the new kicker Kai Forbath was a good idea. He had the clutch kick. He's so cool under pressure.
Yeah, I don't know if it's being a California kid or what it is. They've had so many troubles at kicker for so long. It's still, you know, a few games into this kid's career, but he is now 10 for 10, and seven of those kicks have been 42 yards or longer. It's like he's got ice water in his veins, and that's what you need as a kicker.
Now, what about the defense? What did you think?
Well, the defense was fantastic for about the first 2.5 quarters. They had given up only 6 points last week to the Eagles and only given up 6 points to the Cowboys at that point, and then they reverted to their form, and they couldn't stop them. Three straight touchdown drives for Dallas, and the Cowboys were on the verge of winning that game. But they did force two turnovers and, you know, played clutch when they had to early in the game, but it does concern you going forward. The best part for the defense was London Fletcher playing. The man is a warrior.
Do you think the offense still needs some work, too?
Well, they've got some issues on offense, but it was really good for Redskins fans to see Pierre Garçon play well for the first time since week one. And the running game got going again. So I think the offense, they're in pretty good shape. The amazing thing is if the Giants lose Sunday night to the Packers, which is a strong possibility, the Redskins will be playing the Giants on Monday Night Football on December 3rd for first place in the NFC East. And who would have thought that a couple weeks ago?
And how do you think that's going to go?
Well, a little early. Let's see how the Giants do against the Packers first, huh?
Okay. Thank you so much, David.
Thanks, Veronica.
David Elfin, longtime Redskins beat reporter and author of the book, The Washington Redskins, The Complete Illustrated Story.